This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Iraq's President Saddam Hussein appeared on national TV praising resistance against the U.S. and British attack. Speaking through an interpreter, he promised
victory. These forces, this time, has invaded our land, and everywhere it goes, it faces resistance. And every time it advances and leaves the desert behind it, it finds the Iraqis surrounding it and opening fire and resisting it.
The speech followed what U.S. and British officials called their toughest day so far in the five-day campaign. Over the weekend, Iraqi TV showed pictures of what appeared to be several dead American soldiers and five others captured. There also was fierce fighting around the southern Iraqi city of Nasiriyah. Reporters traveling with U.S. forces there say local commanders report 10 soldiers killed, about a dozen wounded, and 16 missing. And today, U.S. military spokesmen say an American Apache helicopter has gone down. NPR's Jennifer Ludden is at the Pentagon. What do you know about the downed helicopter?
Well, the U.S. military says it has no more information than that it went down. They don't say where or when. These helicopters do usually have two pilots, and there's no word on their fate. Iraq's information minister says that farmers shot down two Apaches around the Iraqi city of Karbala, which is about 70 miles south of Baghdad. Iraqi TV showed pictures of one with Iraqis dancing around it. However, the helicopter did not look damaged, suggesting maybe it had mechanical problems and somehow had landed on its own.
Well, if it went down 70 miles south of Baghdad, that would suggest that despite the fighting with Iraqi troops, U.S. forces are continuing to advance.
Yes, and what they seem to be doing is basically bypassing the large cities. We had thought early on that certain forces would take cities along the way. Now it looks like they are capturing airfields, they are capturing key roads and bridges to continue the advance. Over the weekend, one military spokesman said, look, we don't want to go into these urban centers and basically provoke military confrontations. Now, this could be part of the reason we are seeing continued fighting all the way down nearly to the Kuwaiti border, as this resistance in the cities is not being fully dealt with while troops move on. Now, the British Defense Secretary Geoffrey Hoon is speaking right now, and he is saying, look, we've got to put all this in context. Yes, we've had some losses. Apparently, he says two British soldiers are currently missing, but in context, he says, there have been a consolidation of gains on the ground. There is a broad push forward. He says, don't underestimate. This is very tough logistically with the operation on the ground. And he, the British Defense Secretary, referred to these continuing pockets of resistance. He said, look, it is a relatively small number of desperate men, those most loyal to the regime. So clearly trying to put a positive face on the gains that are being made.
Anything interesting in Saddam Hussein's speech?
Well, that he made it, if it was him. Of course, there are continuing questions about it, but he did refer to fighting in the southern Iraqi city of Umm Qasr, so clearly that would seem to show it was made taped in the last day or so. He rarely, by the way, ever appears live on Iraqi TV. He praised the caliber of Iraqi soldiers. He said the invaders are suffering heavy losses. The enemy is lost on its way, he said, and he asked the Iraqi people to be patient. It was very much a rallying call. Certainly, he suggested no intention of going into exile, as the U.S. and other countries have urged him to do.
What about humanitarian assistance?
The U.S. said over, actually British officials also said over the weekend, they expected it to start moving soon. Interestingly, as these cities, soldiers have come in contact with Iraqi citizens, a lot of them we're hearing from reporters in the field are demanding immediately, where's the food? Where's the water? You said you were going to bring us assistance. So people clearly desperate for help soon. The question, and I should say that American officials heading up the aid organization have been in Kuwait for about a week now, preparing to go in the wake of the military. The question arises, though, if there is continued fighting in these towns, if they're not secure, that's going to be a concern for humanitarian people as to when it's safe for them to move in.
NPR's Jennifer Ludden at the Pentagon.